Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
I mean, Dave Klein just texted me.
What did he say?
He goes, you're breaking your contract.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So I'm just saying, I understand from whence she cometh. That's all.
Well, I didn't think I was going to lose this one, and I've lost it.
Okay, on this day in history, I didn't realize this till this morning, that it was 61 years ago today that President John F. Kennedy was assassinated in Dallas, Texas. It has been 61 years. Part of what Trump has promised was to open up all those files, and we'll see if that happens. Because that would be really interesting.
It would be.
Yeah, I think they should as well. And this has music, Mark. 56 years ago today, in 1968, the Beatles released the White Album. It was their ninth.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Kind of had let that play through, didn't we?
Yeah.
There's there's a new documentary, Beatles documentary, that's going to be on Disney called Beatles 64.
Ooh.
Which is, you know, they did the other documentary, which was really great. This is about the first visit to America, and it's going to start streaming next week on November 29th. So there's a little Beatles news for you there.
Oh, that's cool.
We can talk about that with Tim Summer. Our music guy is going to join us in the next hour. That's another cool topic to talk about, I think.
Oh, that's a really cool thing. The website Hello Millions, Fred found this story, did a study to determine the most popular cuisines in each state according to their Google search popularity. Now, the average number of monthly Google searches over the past 12 months, that's essentially what they did. In Missouri, Mark Reardon, what would you guess to be the number one style of food that we like? Now, is it Mexican? Is it Indian? That kind of thing.
I mean, can I say barbecue?
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, but
no,
that's not it.
The answer is Chinese. Now, I have had Chinese food in the last couple of weeks, but would you put that at number one
No.
for Missouri?
No.
I don't think I would,
These
Fred.
Lists are always No. weird.
They are. Number two is Mexican. Okay. Number three is Indian. Number four, Italian. Maybe we're thinking too St. Louis. Maybe St. Louis is more Italian.
We're way upside down. No, there's no way that Indian...
The state
if you would
of
poll
Missouri.
People across the state of Missouri, there is
yes.
not a chance in hell that Indian food, which I love, by the way, don't get me wrong at all, would rank higher than Italian food.
I can't imagine. But, you know, chicken tikka masala, we get that butter chicken, the vindaloo. I do love the vindaloo. But I just didn't think everybody loved that much. And number five is one that I'm really currently into, which is Thai. I love the Thai food.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah. Oh, that's number five. I think that has taken over as Chinese.
Okay, but what's your go-to place right now for Thai?
Well, I have several.
Okay.
Thai Rasha.
Okay.
I like that down south, but it's closed for some reason right now, and I can't figure out why. Zen Thai is good in the county. What about you?
I don't have any right now.
Oh, you don't?
But so,
Sentai down the street on Washington is good.
Oh, I have been there. That place is pretty good.
Mine is in South County Mall. It serves Thai chicken. I don't even know the name of the place.
Huh?
But it's legendary in my mind.
In other news, South County Mall is still open.
What? I knew that mall was open, but it's someplace where you get Thai. Is it a Thai fast food?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, sometimes those are really good, though.
Yeah. Okay. This was a crazy story. Passengers on a recent flight had to hold down and duct tape a man who allegedly was trying to open the door of a plane mid-flight during a trip to Dallas this week. And we've got one of the passengers talking about apprehending him. Mark's got it.
There was no time. He was 2 feet from the door. It was just chaos. He was going for the door. And so I just grabbed the guy from behind and kept him from pulling the thing on the door. You know, we were on our knees holding him down.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts? I didn't hear that story at all.
I didn't either.
And who had the duct tape?
Well, that's actually a good question. We've heard there have been stories like that before, and we've seen some videos, but that I didn't hear about this week.
Yeah, I didn't either, and I just thought was nuts.
That's a great question, Sue. Who does have the duct tape?
Yeah,
always good to have some on a flight, I guess.
Yeah, if you want to get arrested for something, well, he bought the duct tape. It's always the first thing they show on Dateline.
That's a good point. Keith Morrison, duct tape.
That's right. In science news this week, a team in Switzerland may have finally answered the question, which came first, the chicken or the egg? A single-celled organism from a billion years ago already had similar characteristics to embryos, and it suggests the ability to make eggs was around long before the chickens. So the egg officially came first, or so science says this week. Fred, you look skeptical.
I am, because I'm a person of faith. I'd go the other way.
You say the chicken first? Why could God not make an egg first? Why does that make a difference?
Know.
Okay. Well, that was
a good
defense.
I didn't hear that in Genesis.
Okay. And
I'm going to abstain from this one.
And tomorrow marks the 100th anniversary of when we learned the universe was bigger than just our own galaxy. That was when the New York Times published an article. In 1924, after Edwin Hubble realized Andromeda was a whole another galaxy, we eventually learned that there are billions of galaxies out there.
They should name a telescope after that guy, because
he was
responsible for something very special.
And in food news, British scientists created the world's thinnest spaghetti. They say it's much thinner than angel hair. That's pretty thin. I don't know why.
Yeah, why?
372 nanometers wide means 200 times thinner than a human hair. Why, people? I don't know. It's so thin you could barely see it. They call it the invisible pasta. It must take, like, no time to cook, either. I don't really understand that.
It's probably really expensive.
But. Probably. And a Christmas tree farm in North Carolina was left devastated after Hurricane Helene, and it destroyed about 80,000 Christmas trees. And we've got Graham Avery of Avery Farms talking about the total destruction. It's really sad.
You can do simple math, and then, you know, if we had 60 to 80,000 trees that we've lost, and they're $30 to $55 wholesale, I mean, it's a tremendous amount of money. It's gone. And it's going to be a tremendous amount of money to strip all this land back down to dirt and start all over. So it's millions of dollars, and it's many years. So it's just awful.
I sent Fred a story, and, you know, I like the Fraser fir. The Fraser fir is my, but there was a damage. Not only did the hurricane take a lot of trees just out because of the high winds, but because they were in a drought condition out there, this is how I remember it. I don't have the story in front of me. And then they had all that rain at the same time. They had root rot or something along those lines. So even the trees that didn't get pulled out of the ground and stuff like that, there's a big issue. So my expectation would be, and I don't think Fraser firs only come from North Carolina, but the prices are going to be even steeper this year, and they just don't think there's a lot of, this is going to affect you know, subsequent years as well.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, and that's unfortunate. Plus, he sounded like a nice man. I hate for that to happen.
You know, we bought this Fraser fir at this lot 2 years ago on Manchester Road, and it was not cheap, but it was the best tree, and we got it early, and it lasted through, you know, all of December.
That.
You know, it was sucking water the whole time. Went to the same place last year and spent a lot of money on a Fraser fir. It just sucked. It wasn't a good tree.
You never know, do you?
And so that was disappointing because I was willing to pay for the nicer tree if it was going to, you know, result in the same level of moisture. But that so I don't even know how to trust that anymore. Fake tree, I guess that's the answer.
You know that Ted Drews sells them, and they get theirs from Canada. And they used to, I learned this on History of the Loup with Sue. In Canada, they used to own a bunch of land up there, and they owned it and owned the Christmas tree farms and would bring them down. And they had to sell them during COVID because you couldn't get back and forth across the border. But they still have the same farmers up there who grow them. So I guess my point is the ones grown in Canada should be fine. But
I'll keep you posted because I think we're going to get the tree here in the next 5 days or so.
Okay. Fred, I feel like you've checked out. You're already in the Cayman Islands. Is that true?
No, not at all. I have so much left to do.
And finally, at Sue's News, we have today's random fact. Oh, I've got so many. Okay, here we go. Flounder, halibut, and sole all have both eyes on the same side of their head.
Yeah, why is that?
That's just weird.
Flounder,
though,
halibut, and sole all have both eyes on the same side of their head. I have never caught any of these fish. So
I don't think
I
knew that, and I don't think I like it very much at all.
Well,
that's just
all right.
That's weird, Sue. Uh-huh. But many times random facts.
Get more at 971talk.com.